Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.
Oh, yes, I'm all pumped up for another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I am your host, Rick Saratella. Today, we are bringing you a big, mauling offensive lineman, our top-ranked prospect from the Washington State football program. He is none other than Wade Jacobson, joining us on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Hotline. How are you today, Wade?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Doing very well, and, you know, we are keeping tabs on you as we get closer to the 2013 NFL Draft, and we've got the pro days and the combines and all that good stuff coming up. But first, you got to make a little pit stop at the Casino del Sol All-Star Game. Tell me what you're doing right now to prepare for that game and what your expectations are heading into it.
Basically just lifting weights and, you know, just trying to get my body healthy as I can, and you know, just trying to focus on the game. You know, but I haven't played a game since the end of November, so I'm just excited to get it back out there and play one more game right before, you know.
Yeah, and how often are you working out these days trying to stay in shape? I know you're working out for the pro day as well. Take us through your workout regimen and what you're doing to prepare yourself.
You know, right now we're kind of limited with time, so I'm going at it every day, trying to do as much as I can. I mean, I'm not trying to overload it, but just trying to do as much as I can with the time I have.
And we got Wade Jacobson, Washington State University, joining us on the Player Spotlight Show today. You mentioned you guys haven't played since November, which is a little bit of time off when you're used to playing every week. But, you know, you guys did get to celebrate that Apple Cup, and that was an exciting game that I watched personally. You guys were down 28-10. 18 fourth quarter points, big time comeback. You get the victory in overtime, 31-28. Talk about, you know, how good it felt to end the season on a high note when you guys didn't really have too much to celebrate this past season, but it was good to play your final game, your final home game, go out on a winning note.
Yeah, that game was just awesome, man. It's just how it unraveled and just how the game went on. I mean, you can't ask for a better game to go out with. And just as a senior, I mean, this is something that we're going to talk about forever.
Yeah, that was an exciting game. And, you know, I would have to say that probably ranks up there with maybe your one of your most memorable moments during your playing career, no?
Well, if not, probably the top game, probably the best event I've ever had.
Yeah, I would say so. Absolutely. Now, Wade Jacobson joining us here, Washington State, and you came into 2012 season with a little bit of a different look, and, you know, being a team leader and a senior, you got kind of had to help with the new incoming class undergo a new coaching change. Talk about the transition from Paul Wolf to Mike Leach and what kind of adaptation you guys made heading into your senior season.
You know, it was a big change. You know, Mike Leach came in with his staff. I mean, there were a lot of the coaches were a lot younger. They're a lot more hands on. I mean, they can connect easier with the players. You know, they're really straightforward, and basically they just told us, and we knew what they wanted. You know, I mean, there's a lot. I felt like a lot of the kids bought in. I mean, there's always going to be a handful of kids that, you know, that didn't really buy in on the program. But as soon as things started, you know, the season didn't go as we planned in the beginning. We hit a lot of adversity. I mean, there's a lot of us that stuck around trying to, you know, pull young guys around. I mean, a lot of kids don't know how to pull through kind of that kind of stuff, you know. And it takes 11 out there on the field to make a play, you know, not 10, not 9, not 8. And so that was the biggest thing that we hit. But other than that, I mean, I know we busted our butts, but you know, just they didn't pull our way sometimes.
Yeah, and talk a little about playing for Mike Leach. I mean, you know, people hear the name. He's controversial, to say the least. Is that a kind of coach that you enjoy playing for? He seems to be an in-your-face type of coach. Is that something that you like?
You know, everyone's different. Everyone's different coaching techniques. I mean, I grew up in high school with a coach the same way, so I was used to it. You know, and I mean, what's not football without somebody getting in your face? And, you know, I mean, that's football.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you that because only I kind of felt like his personality almost kind of fits your playing style on the field, a fierce guy, you know, a guy that goes all out, hustle, intense type of player that you are on the field is kind of the way his coaching style or coaching philosophy kind of is. So just curious to get your aspect on that. You know, some people enjoy that type of coaching. Some players, you know, just want to go about their business and don't care for it too much. So interesting to get your perspective on that one, Wade. And, you know, prior to Washington State, you were a standout at Gavilan College and all honors, all offensive player of the year, all league. Talk a little bit about the transition going from a junior college and then jumping into the Pac-12 waters.
You know, I mean, coming out of high school, I mean, I tell everyone the same thing. I didn't want to play football. I was done. After my last high school game, I was done. I graduated high school at 6'5", 205 pounds.
Wow.
I did not want to play junior college football. I was too scared. I was too small. And at that time, I was getting burnt out, and I was a baseball player. And so I went through the whole summer debating whether to play baseball or football. And finally, like a day or two beforehand, I signed up for football. You know, just nothing big.
Well,
I'll do it for another 2 years.
What was the deciding factor? Like, what was your thought process when you had to choose between baseball and football? What made you lean towards the gridiron?
I've been playing baseball my whole life. I got voted on as one. You know, it's just playing two or three travel teams a year, doing the season. It just I got burnt out with baseball, and I was like, you know what? I've only played football 4 years. Let's give that a try. So I signed up for football. And it was kind of funny because going in there, I knew most of the kids from, you know, graduated 2 or 3 years before me. I went in there, I gained 125 pounds in six and a half, 7 months. And for my first season, I was already up to 325.
Ooh.
And so that was a big transition right there because I just remember trying to get in shape, trying to lose weight for baseball. And then as soon as I get there, my coach is like, hey, you need to be over 300 as soon as possible. And I'm looking at them with a weird face going like, are you here?
Yeah, I mean, what about the changes? How does your body handle those kind of rapid changes? I mean, what do you do to offset, you know, such a fast weight gain? Is it weightlifting? Is it exercise? Is it eating the right things to get bulk on? What do you do to make that transformation?
I've lived in the gym. You know, I'm being out in the country, you know, I was eating meat and potatoes with my mom. I mean, she made me as much food as I can. I didn't take any supplements. I didn't do anything like that. It's just I lived in the gym. I had a great coach. He was an offensive lineman for Cal in the Pac-10. And, you know, I just had the right influence and the right mentor. And I lived in the gym. I was doing all this extra stuff. I'd meet him on the weekends. He's doing extra drills, whether it was run plays, pass sets, anything. And I did that for it was hard for 2 years, but it paid off, you know.
Yeah, and the rest is history, so they say. We're talking to the Warrior, Wade Jacobson, Washington State, and you go on to Washington State. You start there, you know, 3-year starter, a little hiccup. We'll track back to that in a second, but you display a lot of versatility. They move you around the offensive line. You show you can play all kinds of different positions, whether it be left tackle, left guard, right tackle. Is there a position that you feel most comfortable at?
Well, the truth, by flipping around so much, I'm kind of used to being comfortable at every position. You know, it just everyone has its quirks. Tackles, you know, you're out there. For me personally, I love being the tackle mainly because I'm out there on an island. You know, it's one-on-one, and you're going against who is the better man, basically, you know. But then again, guard has its quirks too where – You get the pull, you get the hit. I mean, it's just the little things, you know?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, versatility is definitely something that NFL teams envy, and definitely goes a long way towards making yourself a more valuable asset to the roster. You know, talk about run blocking versus pass blocking. Is there a preference? Do you prefer one over the other, or?
Hands down, I got to go with run blocking. I mean, you can't. That's an old lineman's dream. I mean,
yeah,
can't get any better. You can't get any better than that. I mean, you grow up. I mean, that's football. You grow up hitting people, and it's all about run blocking.
Yeah, I kind of figured that. Most offensive linemen do say, give me that answer. How about the biggest strength of your game? Is it run blocking? Is it technique? Is it footwork? What do you think is your biggest strength?
My biggest strength is footwork. Going off this past season, I mean, with Mike Leach, we threw the ball at least, hands down, at least 60, 70 times a game. And that's a lot of pass sets for a game. And so that's where we practice a lot on footwork, and right now that's where I feel all my biggest strength is. And luckily, I had great footwork, and it worked out for me up there.
And how about an area of your game that you tried to improve upon, or an aspect of your game that you wanted to get better at coming into your senior season? Anything you said, hey, I want to get better at this?
As an offensive lineman, there's always little things that you need to get better with, whether it's, you know, being a better stance, being flexible in your hips is the biggest thing. And it's just the little things, whether it's a 6-inch footstep or, you know, coming off the ball a half second quicker, it's just any little thing. So it's basically, it's an overall aspect of just the little basic things.
Yeah, and you know, what a lot of people don't realize, or maybe the casual football fan doesn't realize, is how much, you said it, flexibility is such a big factor for an offensive lineman. You know, you hear the term knee benders, and having flexibility in the joints, at the waist, at the hips, at the knees, and being able to have some agility, especially playing at your size. Is there any specific exercises you can do to help the flexibility, and what do you do to go about staying sharp in the flexibility aspect, because that is an important attribute for offensive linemen?
Mainly after we get done with our heavy lifting and, you know, squat, benching and all that, and doing the lunges, I usually sit down for about 30, 45 minutes and just go like a little stretching routine that I've kind of like, I guess you could say, mastered over the past year or so. And it's just, you know, just doing the simple stretches, it makes everything better. I mean, whether it's bending down, tying your shoes, or going out and playing a football game, it just makes your body feel good, and, you know, limits injuries.
Maybe there's some yoga in your near future.
you know what? I got to give that a try, I guess.
All right,
it's kind of weird. You know, it'll be kind of funny having a big football player in a little room. So we'll see.
Yeah, and we're having some fun here with Wade Jacobson, Washington State offensive lineman, jack of all trades up and down the line, all-world standout at Gavilan College. You want to see some serious awards, go check him out there before transferring to Washington State. As we mentioned, three-year starter, had a little hiccup in 2011, Wade, with the back injury. Talk about, you know, probably the biggest adversity that you had to face during your playing career and what you learned from that experience.
You know, that was a big experience. And I mean, just going through it and just living it was hard enough, but knowing that everything's fine now and I played on a season, I mean, just going through it made me a tougher person. I want to say about a year or two ago, just started having, all football players have back problems, you know, whether it's tight, sore, or whatever. And, you know, I've kept feeling it over the past years. I kept feeling a little pain back there. Didn't think anything of it. And then finally, my back finally gave out. And I was forced to have surgery in October in 2011. And it was kind of an experience just going through, getting surgery. And this was my first overall this was my first ever football injury, I guess you could say. And it was kind of scary, I'm not going to lie. But after going through and getting everything done, I feel better. I feel better than I did ever, you know. And can't wait to get out there and keep playing.
Well, that's great news that you fully recovered, feel better than ever, and you went out and proved that this past season, starting every game. We got Wade Jacobson in the house, NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, and you know we talked earlier about the Pac-12 competition. You guys, you know, faced a lot of tough opponents. You specifically on the offensive line, you know, just to throw out a couple names: Star Lotulelei at Utah, possibly the number one overall pick in the upcoming draft. Deion Jordan, a kid from Oregon, a first round pick. You got Kyle Van Noy, BYU, who's staying in school, but another potential first-round pick when he declares. I'm curious if there's any specific player or it could be a team, you know, the toughest opponent that you had to prepare for this past season.
Well, as you said, Kyle Van Noy stood out a lot. I mean, we played them. We opened up with BYU part of this season, and, you know, going in, I've watched film on him. I've heard the name before, and so it's kind of exciting to get out there and see what it's like to play him, you know. And at that game, at that time, I was playing guard, so I didn't get to go against him much. But, you know, there's a couple times where we went up, head up, and, you know, he's just a great player. He's just athletic. He moves around the ball. He's very quick. And, you know, he's just a high-tempo guy that has a motor. And, you know, he played the first down. I mean, just like, and he played the last down just like he did the first down. And, you know, it was a great matchup, and I was excited to play him.
Yeah, and you got a pretty talented teammate as well, going up against Travis Long in practice every day. I'm sure that doesn't hurt either for your preparation. What kind of matchups did you guys have practicing day in and day out?
Oh, you know, I mean, back where I remember when I first got there, you know, I'm getting around, oh, Travis is, you know, D in here, and, oh, it's another tackle coming in, you know. It's like, oh, this is going to be exciting. You know, I'm ready for this. And, you know, Travis is a great kid. We're good friends. But when we get on the field, him and I don't know, I can't count how many times him and I have gotten in fist fights on the field. He's a high-tempo player. Well, I'm a high-tempo player. But we have this thing, you know, just always. It's whether it was, you know, a light little push or something, it just sparked and we took off on each other. And you know what?
Well,
that's the thing that I'm going to miss the most, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I mean, any football fan that you know, their team drafts you is going to be happy to hear that. I mean, that's like what football fans just love, that kind of mentality. They say, what are you going to miss about college the most? Well, you know, I'm going to miss going up against my teammate in practice and throwing down dukes and fisting it out. So I got to ask, Wade, now that you put it out there, who came out on top more often than not?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I took my spills, you know. I'll admit it. But
yeah.
I know that's a tough one because usually they broke us up. But then again, a play or two later, we're going back at it, you know. So, you know, it was just – but I'm not going to lie. It was a good matchup.
I love it. I love it. I love the competitiveness, and it shows when you play, you go all out, you play to the whistle. Very hard-working player. We have the Warrior, Wade Jacobson, joining us on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show and talking between the lines. In a little while, we'll go outside the lines, Wade. And I'm just curious, is there anybody in the pro level or the pro ranks, anybody that you would compare yourself to or an offensive lineman that you enjoy watching, anyone that you try to model your game after at the NFL level?
Yeah, there's one guy He's a local guy, actually. He's a starting lineman for the Packers, Evan Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I grew up watching him in high school and just, you know, picking up the local newspaper and, you know, there he is. And then sitting as a little kid, you know, I never wanted to play football. I mean, I wasn't allowed to play football because I was too big for our league when I was younger. And so, you know, seeing him in the paper is just, you know, local boy, local country boy, making it big time, you know. And so I've always like to watch him and keep tabs on him and over the years.
Yeah, and hopefully you can follow a similar path to the next level. We're talking to Wade Jacobson, and I see here, Wade, that you are a criminal justice major. So after a long, successful playing career in the NFL, what do you hope to do after the gridiron career?
Well, I hope to go into law enforcement. In what area, I do not know yet. There's so many opportunities in different places I can go. Right now, I'm kind of just focused on football, but when it's all said and done, I have no problem being a cop and trying to help anywhere I can.
All right, we're talking to Wade Jacobson here. And, Wade, I like to do a little thing we call First and Ten. It's a word association game. I'm going to throw out a person or a phrase or name, and you just tell me the first thing that comes to your mind. You ready?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. How about funniest teammate?
Funniest teammate, I have to go with John Fullington.
Okay. How about the best dressed teammate?
That's what?
Best dressed.
Carl Winston.
Okay. You can have one person, you go to war, you can have one person in the trenches with you. Who's it going to be?
Teammates or anybody?
Anybody.
I was going to say, going to war with my brother and, the other one I don't know about. That's a tough one.
All right, we'll go with the bro. How about your favorite stadium to play in on the road, the favorite place to visit during your career?
Seattle Seahawks Stadium.
Nice. You could take one female celebrity out on a date. Who would it be?
Ooh, I'd throw that one in there. Keira Knightley.
Okay, interesting. Something we don't know about Wade Jacobson.
I grew up on a ranch. I was in the rodeo. Rodeo was my first sport.
Oh, okay. Rodeo guy. Country boy from the rodeo. How about if you could travel to one place in the world, where would it be and why?
Norway, because my family's Norwegian.
Okay, fair enough. Favorite game day song or song you like to listen to before you take the field?
Thunderstruck by AC/DC.
Nice. If you could endorse one product, Wade, what would that product be?
I'll go with donuts.
Okay. Are you a Krispy Kreme or a Dunkin' Donuts?
Being an offensive lineman, that's a given.
And now, are you a Krispy Kreme guy or a Dunkin' Donuts guy?
Oh, I'm Krispy Kreme all the way.
Okay. Now, you know you just set yourself up out there because your next NFL team, I don't know if you remember the Hard Knocks episode with Herm Edwards and the rookies had to bring hot donuts. So,
no,
now
I didn't do that.
Yeah, the one year they had the Chiefs on and Herm Edwards was the coach, and every morning the rookies had to go and fetch hot donuts. But they had to still be warm now when they brought them back to the practice field. So now you put yourself out there now for your rookie season. If one of your teammates hears this, they might have you fetching donuts.
Hey, don't you for practice? I can do that.
There you go. All right, last one for you, Wade. A hobby or something you enjoy doing when you're not playing football?
Fishing.
Okay.
Relaxing, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So Washington State offensive lineman Wade Jacobson, he's a beast here. And, Wade, I always ended on this one. I'm an NFL general manager. I want you to tell me why I should draft Wade Jacobson.
Wait, what?
I'm an NFL GM. I want you to tell me why I should draft Wade Jacobson.
You know, I'm an offensive lineman that just, you know, ends up, it's just an overall attitude. I love hitting people. I mean, I feel like I should hit someone every play. If I don't, I get mad, you know. I love being in the trenches. I love battling. I just, you know, I'm a person that doesn't give up. I play to the echo of the whistle, and you know, I'm just a love it. I'm passionate for the game, and you know, it means a lot to me. And I'll do it for not for myself, but for my teammates out there. I'll leave it everything on the field, and and I'm just really passionate about the game, and I'm not done playing, you know.
Well, spoken like a true football player, and any NFL team that selects you, Wade, will be lucky to have you. Your teammates and fans of your next playing team are going to enjoy the mentality and approach that you bring to the playing field. So best of luck to you on your journey. Looking forward to seeing you play in the Casino del Sol game. Of course, we'll be keeping tabs on you with your pro day, hopefully the combine. And we wish you the best of luck. So we'll be keeping tabs, checking in, and appreciate you taking some time here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you for having me on your show.
All right, folks, there you have it. Wade Jacobson, bringing you the names you need to know first here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. This guy is going to be a beast at the next level. And, you know, remember, store the name now in the memory bank. And if you're just joining us and missed any part of the interview or want to listen to it in its entirety, you could definitely check that out on Blog Talk Radio on our All Access Football channel. Of course, remember to follow us on Twitter at NFL Draft Bible. You'll get all the latest updates leading up to the 2013 NFL Draft. It's going to be a four-month journey, and we're going to bring it to you nonstop coverage. So make sure you do that. Once again, I want to thank Wade Jacobson, Washington State offensive lineman, and Evan Brennan from MB Sports Management, one of the hardest working professionals in this business. I want to give a shout out to him and really appreciate him for helping make this interview possible. Until the next time, you know how we do it here at the NFL Draft Bible. I was your host, Rick Saratella. Check you later.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.